Noni, how you doing?
Hi, Kate.
You all right?
Happy Christmas, everybody. And delighted to talk to you.
Many happy returns, as they say.
I should have a very special Christmas story. Something unbelievable happened to me.
Oh, well, let's settle in for the tale.
It was Christmas Eve.
Yeah?
And the clock struck midnight. I said the clock struck midnight. Oh. That was meant to be a dong.
Sorry.
Anyway, I was settling down for the night.
Yeah?
When a little robin appeared in my room.
Actually, there's a robin in here right now, just so you know.
Hey, boy, the kid. What do you want, little robin? He says, I'm a robin from South Hill. South Hill, says I. You definitely are robin. No, I'm the robin of Christmas past, and I want to take you back in time. So suddenly, I saw myself at home. And it was Christmas morning, and I was eating all of my brothers and sisters' chocolate. And they were all crying. Watch out, change your ways, said the robin. Oh. And off he went. I didn't come believe it. And suddenly, another robin appeared.
It's the second robin that looks the same as the first one. Why do you too?
I'm the robin of Christmas present.
Right.
Somebody robbed your Christmas presents. I check with the bird from South Hill. No, he says. I'm from Castle Troy. Oh, a posh robin. No, he says. I'm from the shit part up by the parkway. Okay, I get it, kid. What do you want? He says, Nordy, you have to change your ways, kid. You have to change your ways. We see you ripping people off with chocolate out of your pram, selling multi-pack items individually. And we know that you painted marbles brown and tried to sell them as Maltesers. Change your ways! Get out of here, I said. And off he went. Just when I was getting my breath back, another robin arrives.
Oh my God, she's got three robins left.
I said, let me guess, you're the robin of Christmas future. And he says, no. I'm the TV license inspector. Are you? No, of course I'm the robin of Christmas future. And he took me into the future. Oh, and I suddenly was in a church. What's this, I says to the robin. He says, this is your funeral, Nonny. There's nobody here because you ripped people off your entire life with all the chocolate. And where is everybody? Why aren't they here? They don't care about you, Nonny, said the robin.
Oh.
They're all down the highway having a calvary and having a great time that you're dead. Oh, Lord. What will I do? Suddenly, all the robins came together and said,
three robins.
Nonny, what do you think of the lesson that we've given you there? Says I think I've had an epiphany. I've had a thought, I says to them. Really? Have you learnt your lesson?
Oh,
I says, do you know what I'm thinking? If I covered all you robins in chocolate, I could sell you for a tenner each, you feathery gulls. And I ate the robin in my pot, them in a pot of chocolate, and I had them for my tea.
Yes.
Happy Christmas, everybody, from Norney. I'm a kid.
Good luck, Norney. It's the FM.